It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. I am Josie Pasantino. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Big hello to everyone in the chat room that's joining us for the fun and excitement and the music and the interviews and all other fun stuff. shout out to Dolphin Luck, Outlaw Security, Reba Fan for Forever, Tina Marie, Stephen Rummy, Alan, and moi, because I am in the chat room chatting with the fans. So, woohoo! But yes, I hope everyone is doing fantastic, and I hope everyone can hear us all right. That's always important, or else I'm going to be talking to myself, which isn't too bad since I do that anyway. Whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, just listening live from our site, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune, super glad you guys are here with us. So here is what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. I have three great guests joining me live via phone tonight. I have the wonderful group, the Sierras from Ireland, will speak with Anthony, the last real outlaw, Jesse Bryant, and the great Brenda Best. So that's super exciting. It's going to be a great show. Also, if you haven't heard it yet, my new show started, Josie's Hard Country, premiered on August 19th on the Southern Star Network. My special guests tonight were Johnny Gilham and the Chillbillies. So go check that out at www.thesouthernstar.com. And just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. It's for your listening pleasure. This episode will be up all week for you guys to hear. And next week I bring you the amazing and talented Kim Anthony, which was it was awesome because he was actually here live in my studio. I love saying that, my studio. So we were live face to face. It was so much fun. We had a blast. He's awesome. He's hilarious. Along with a fun topic that Kim helped us out with about summer, and we had chart-topping country music as well. Can't get any better than that, if I do say so myself. Yes, everyone can hear me well. Good. So now it looks like my first guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Anthony Waldron from the Sierras. Let's get him on. Hello, Anthony, you there?
Hey, Josie, how are you getting on?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well.
Oh, good to hear. I'm looking forward to talking with you. I've been looking forward to it forever.
I'll tell you something, it's certainly likewise.
Well, good. Thank you. And I'm very, very excited. So let's not get the fans waiting. Let's start. Will you start out by telling everyone the names of all of the artists that make up the Sierras and the roles that they play?
Okay. Well, I'll start off with there's Declan Lyons. He's the singer, the main singer, and co-songwriter with myself. Myself and Declan write the music together. It's all original music we do. And if we're in shows and gigs and stuff, we do cover versions, good country classics, you know, that kind of stuff, mixed in with our own music. Then we have Johnny Lyons, which is Declan's brother, and he plays the drums. So that's Declan on drums, that's myself backing vocals and bass, and Declan on lead guitar, rhythm, and lead vocals.
You guys really make a really great team. You could tell it shows through your music. But how did you guys all come together to form the Sierras?
Well, we formed the Sierras years ago through different kind of bands. I moved back from England maybe in around, say, maybe the early 90s, and we basically met up with the guys, and we were kind of shared musical interests, different music from country, strangely enough. We started off with music, indie music, heavy metal music, rock music, all kinds of music, and of recent there, maybe say the last two or three years, we just said, we might give this country a go. As I said, in Ireland, country music is quite big. It's quite, certainly in the west of Ireland, country music is quite a popular music to listen to, but something ourselves had known about about, but haven't really given ourselves any kind of any kind of chance to write with it and such. But we just said we'd give it a go, and we haven't looked back. We've absolutely loved every minute of doing it so far. So though we had kind of formed from different genres, we seem to have united in this one genre of country. And I tell you something, it's something we absolutely adore and love doing.
Absolutely. I'm a huge country fan, and so I could definitely see how country can really get you together. Such a great genre.
It's uniting us. Yeah. It's excellent. It's brilliant.
It is. It is. I agree. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences that you guys really look up to?
Oh God! Well, of course, there is loads, and I don't want to offend anyone by leaving anyone out. But certainly, I suppose first of all, we would go back to the real kind of early roots. I suppose maybe Buck Owens would be massive. Buck Owens, and we would have Johnny Cash, of course. Merle Haggard, definitely a bit later. Hank Williams, later band the Mavericks for sure. We really model ourselves on the Mavericks a lot. We love their kind of stuff. Waylon Jennings, Dolly Parton, even all the guys, all the big ones, and indeed all the littler ones, but equally as important ones.
Absolutely, all very talented, very good bunch, very good group. We are very lucky enough, but we have a couple of your wonderful songs with us tonight to play. So please stay with
excellent.
Me. We're
Thank
going to play
much.
Your song anytime. I'm very excited for this. We're going to play your song, Country Music Loving Girl. So
stay
with us.
That's our latest song.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really opened the doors for us across Europe, actually, at the moment, and Australia, and now of course in America, the UK, and indeed in Ireland. It's our fourth song, original song that we've released ourselves, and it seems to be the one that's breaking through for us. And it's fantastic that you're going to play that for us tonight. I really appreciate that, Josie. Thank you.
Anytime, and it's understandable, and everyone is going to see right here why it's just taking off. So let's not delay. Let's play it. Woohoo!
Excellent.
Pair of shoes.
and that was Country Music Lovin' Girl by the Sierras. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
I can, yeah. Okay, so basically, as I said, country music would be quite popular in these parts, but I mean, it still would be nearly kind of underground in certain areas, you know? So basically, it was in a town maybe that the music genre wouldn't be quite so popular. There's a guy, he's walking down the street, and maybe he's into a different type of music, and he sees this girl going along, and she's kind of got the cowboy boots on, she's got the short denim skirt and the fine legs, and she's looking the business, you know? And he thinks to himself, okay, what's going on here, like, you know? So he kind of goes over and really talks to her, and she kind of, she introduces him to country music and country music shows and gigs and the music, and, you know, basically, as this is happening, he's falling in love with her. She's gorgeous, she's into country music, and they just have a ball together. They fall in love, as the line says, falling in love to those country songs, and basically that's what the song is about. He falls in love with her, she's a gorgeous-looking country loving music girl, and that's basically what the song is about.
It's such a great song and a fan favorite. I'm so happy that we got to play it today. Love it, love it. And we actually have fun question for you. Do you all have any rituals that you perform before going on stage?
Yeah, before we go on stage, we have to have, each member of the band has to have 2 pints of Guinness.
Really?
And if it's not Guinness, we won't be happy. You know, it can't be Murphy's, it can't be any other stout, only Guinness.
Gotcha. And then that brings the rock and show, huh?
I'm absolutely joking. No. We'd have 3 or 4.
It gets the party rolling.
It gets the party going, it does for sure. It has to be Irish and it has to be Guinness, you know yourself.
Love it. That's hilarious. Brilliant, brilliant. Here's a really good question. Being a group, is it easier or harder, would you say, to make decisions together, getting everyone in agreement?
Well, the funny thing, yeah, it's a very good question, that, and one that should probably be hard to answer, but is actually surprisingly easy to answer, because just over the years of kind of writing together myself and Declan mainly, and the other bands we have been in, just through the years of kind of working together, the roles that each member has seem to have just formed. I probably can say naturally now, but I suppose there probably was some kind of some order to it, or some maybe even conflict to it over the years. But now with this band, the Sierras, that we're all in, everybody seems to know what they do, and everyone just gets on and does it. So really, yeah, I suppose we all seem to know what we're going to do, and we all seem to have our jobs, and each person excels in those particular areas, and then the other member just lets that person, that's that guy's number, you let that guy get on with it.
Well, you guys really do work really well together, and
thank you.
You guys are also friends too, which makes it much easier to, you know, do work and have fun. So that always is a good
thing. Well, the thing is, you see, I hate them, like, and they hate me, so we've got that in common, you know.
You know, that perfectly said. That actually works.
No, I'm only joking. It's I have to say that it often feels like a love hate relationship.
Yes.
We're the best
music.
Of friends.
Very, very.
We're the best
cool.
of friends,
very
for sure.
Cool. Absolutely, absolutely. And where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
As far as I know, the music now, it's that would be Declan's kind of remit, that sorts of stuff. But as far as I know, and for definite, in fact, I've got it written here in front of me, it's available for download on iTunes and also on CD Baby.
Perfect. All online, very easy to do.
Very
search
easy to,
the Sierras,
yeah.
And it should pop up.
Indeed. And if any fan wanted to ever get in contact with us, we find a great site that we use is Facebook. We find it absolutely brilliant. So you can get Facebook, the Sierras Music Band, and Reverb Nation is another fantastic site that we use as well. And any fan wants to get in contact with us, we'll contact them back and we'll have a chat with them, or any kind of thing they want us to do, we can do that for them, and indeed we do. So, yeah, they're two very, very good sites as well that we also operate through.
Social networking sites is so wonderful for that, getting to know fans all around the world. And it's really cool that you guys take time to, you know, chat with the fans, get to know them on a personal level. I think that's really, really cool.
Well, you have to do that because the way I look at that is, you know, you're nothing without the fans. It's as simple as that. And I mean,
right.
You know, they dig the music and they like what you do, and we dig that they like what we do. And yeah, a great relationship with the fans. I have to say, I really, really do appreciate anyone that takes the time to write to us or email us or, you know, give us some response back to our music. Absolutely, myself and I speak on behalf of all the band. We absolutely get really delighted with that kind of response.
Absolutely, and very dedicated fans you guys have too, I must say.
Yeah,
very dedicated.
Some of them are a bit diehard, all right, yeah.
Yes, they are, and they're wonderful. I would like to know, can you guys tell us what it's like for all of you guys when you're performing in front of a crowd, or what it's just like for you? How do you feel about it?
What's it like for me when I'm performing in front of a crowd? Well, I suppose you start at the beginning. You set up a show, and you arrive at a show, I should say, sorry, and you get your gear set up, and, you know, you've got this real bag of nerves before you start. You know, I think that's quite healthy and quite natural. So you're there, and you're about to start, and you think, God, let's do a couple of easy ones that we never make mistakes on to start off with, and you get those out of the way, and then all of a sudden then the bars really start hitting you, and it's a fantastic feeling then when you see people dancing and digging your music. It's a great, great feeling. And, you know, you look across at your friends, you know, as we've known each other for many a year now, and, you know, it's a great feeling, great band of brothers, I suppose, and a great feeling that I think that the fans get from us and we get from them. So, yeah, it's probably the best feeling in the world, I suppose.
Absolutely, and I bet it's just such a great feeling when the fans come up to you guys and they're like, I really like this specific song. It touched me. I can relate to it. It's probably such a great feeling for you guys.
Absolutely. One of the best feelings, Josie, you'll ever get in the world. It really is. It's a great compliment, but, you know, being a music fan as well, of course. See, a lot of people forget that people who perform, you know, they perform and they speak in a certain side of the music industry when they're performers. But they also forget a lot of those performers, or most of those performers, all of them, I should say, are also music fans as well. So, I mean, we know how we felt about our favourite band, and we know, you know, if somebody's giving you that kind of feedback back, it's top of the world.
Definitely. Such a great feeling. And now I'm very, very excited because we're going to play another song titled As Good As Good Can Get.
Right. As Good As Good Can Get was our first single. It was a single that basically when we decided to go into the genre, really, I suppose, in the beginning, just as they say in Ireland, just for a bit of crack, but that might mean something different in America. But in Ireland, a bit of crack means a bit of fun, a bit of, you know, a bit of a laugh, you know, something good. So yeah, we just said we'd give this country a go. Like as I said, you know, all our parents had listened to it, and as I said, people around have kind of liked this kind of genre. And we said, you know, why don't we just try this? Myself and Declan got together, and we put pen to paper. We wrote the song, and we were absolutely delighted with it. And the response we got was fantastic. Again, that was the first kind of, that was the breakthrough song as well, even though this latest song is the one that's really taken us places. This first song that you're talking about, As Good As Good Can Get, is the song that originally opened the doors for us, and basically announced to the rest of the band that this is the music that we just love, and this is the music we're going to do. So yeah, a great song. I hope I'm allowed to say that. As Good As Good Can Get, yes, certainly.
Such a great success of a song, and let's check it out now.
Excellent.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Saturdays and come on, fans dancing through the night.
Love it. Such a great song, as good can get by the Sierras. And you guys wrote the song, right?
We wrote the song. Yeah, myself and Declan are the songwriters, yeah. That's Declan Lyons, yeah, and myself, Anthony Waldron, yeah.
Awesome. Such a great song. So unique. Love it. And are you guys currently working on any other projects?
We are, yeah. We're just in the studio today, doing a few jingles for Irish music radio in America, and also a radio station in England, Radio Broad Green. So we did a couple of jingles they asked us to do. So we're in the studio today, and we booked some studio time for 2 weeks' time. I think it's going to be the 20th of September. We're going to be writing, writing, because I've got a few bits to do left yet. So, but recording, I should say, our latest single.
That is so exciting. I'm so excited to be able to
really,
work and everything. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, and it's a really, really good song, so I'm really pleased with it. So, I've got good feelings about this new song. So, it's going to be done in a kind of the upbeat feel again, the kind of, nice feel-good kind of a song again. And at this time, I suppose, in America where things aren't going great, in Europe things aren't going great, and everyone feels a bit gloomy and a bit down, it's time perhaps now to do some really good, thoughtful, happy-go-lucky kind of nice music, you know?
Agreed. My favorite kind. My favorite kind.
For sure. And mine.
As it should be, because it just makes you feel better. And, you know, if you're having a hard time, just turning on the radio and hearing these upbeat songs that these wonderful artists create is just always just makes you feel great about yourself. And
well, it does.
It's
wonderful. You know, there's a lot of gloom in the world at the moment, you know, with the financial recessions in Europe and America and everywhere else, and it's just great to maybe sometimes just do a really, really good song that people can just, you know, because, you know, life is about enjoying yourself at the end of the day. Life is about fun. Life is about, you know, meeting the girl, loving the girl, falling in love with the girl. That's what it's about. I mean, economics is another boring subject. So we'll let the economists, I should say, let them bore us, and the musicians let them entertain us.
They couldn't have said it better myself. Brilliant.
Not too
brilliant.
Bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Not too bad at all.
Not bad at all. Brilliant. And do you guys have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can check you guys out?
Yeah, we have. We've got we probably have. Where do I start? We've a rake of gigs that we do regularly, but we've got a fairly big one coming up. It's in Ireland now, so your American fans might have to get the plane into Shannon to come and see us. And if they do, they'll be more than welcome. They'd be certainly made for very welcome. But I understand that might be a little bit too far for them to go. But we have loads of gigs coming up. The biggest one I can think of at the moment would be one we have in a town called Strokestown on the 10th of September. That's going to be a very massive gig, and that's at a place called the Percy French Hotel in Strokestown. And a very good friend of ours, Eugene Murphy, very, very good friend of the band, he's organized that for us. I believe he's the mayor of Roscommon, and Roscommon is a county in the west of Ireland. So he's organized that for us, and he's a really good friend of the band, and we really dig what that guy does. And so that's the biggest gig we have in the near future. And then there's other gigs after that. Then we've got England, we've got a few other places. There's been a couple of calls from Australia, but not sure if we can make it there quite yet. UK, there's a couple of gigs for Spain, but we're not sure again how we feel for that, with kind of other commitments we have. So it's quite taken off for us, yeah, for sure.
Well, would you say perhaps in the near future, maybe you guys can do a tour, you know, across the United States, and definitely come to Illinois. That's where I am, and I definitely would love to see you guys live.
Josie, you won't be able to keep us away. When we get the American nod off. Now there's a bit of talk right about Nashville, but it's really in the distant future. Maybe the beginning of next year, perhaps, maybe Easter time or something. But there's some talk about Nashville, and you know, maybe somewhere, maybe your neck of the woods, Illinois, is it?
Yes,
are you in Illinois? Is it Chicago? I think.
Yes.
Chicago. Yes. Oh, the wind. As the famous song says, the windy city is mighty pretty. So
exactly.
Yeah, go for it. If we can
exactly.
do Illinois, and
if you guys go to Nashville, I can do that. I can go there.
Oh, excellent. But I tell you something, Josie. You've been good to us, and we really appreciate your show, and we appreciate that you've got us on tonight. So I should say tonight, when I speak tonight in Ireland now, it's actually about 1:20 in the morning.
Oh wow.
So yeah, but we really appreciate that you've got us on your show, and if we can get to America, we'll do Illinois, and if you're on the audience with us, Josie, we're going to be a very, very happy band.
Well, I would be a very, very happy girl because I would love to meet you guys. That would be super, super cool. And you guys have our full support at the Josie Show. Anything you guys need, just let us know.
Thank you.
We love the band.
And of course, Josie, likewise, anything you need from the band, we'll be first in line to try and get it for you.
Thank you so, so much. And we actually are running out of time, but I have one last question that I just love. It's my favorite question. And it's brilliant. So do you guys have any onstage embarrassing moments that you guys can share? I love that question.
I've been asked that question a few times in radio interviews. There's a lot of embarrassing things that happen before you go on stage. Some are too embarrassing that I couldn't really say in your show. You know, it would be it would be imprudent of me to spill the beans in such a manner. But certainly, I'll probably just leave it at that. Yeah, of course, every band has embarrassing moments.
Yes.
And we're no different. I can't think of one that's how should I put it? That's radio friendly to announce. So in that particular light, I might just keep prudent and keep my my lips closed together. And maybe someday in a biography or an autobiography, it may come out. But I think sometimes Josie, the less said, the better.
Exactly, and embarrassing moments, it just makes you human. It happens.
We're too many, but, you know, sometimes, Josie, you can be too human.
Yeah, yes, but,
can
you
I
know,
just, can
let's
I just,
say,
can I just
now.
Say, can I just say in your show, Josie, before we go, we've been nominated here in Ireland. We're played nationally at the moment on all the country radio stations, and one in particular that's actually very close to us is the Stephen Doherty Show, and we're nominated for Best Group, and people can vote and they can send nominations in for us, and it would be excellent if they could send an email with our name, the Sierras. That's SIERRAS, the Sierras, to the Stephen Doherty, 2008@gmail.com. Can I just say that one more time? That's Stephen Doherty, 2008@gmail.com. But that's also going to be available on our Facebook site and on our Reverb Nation site. So if they want to check us out, they can do that. We'd be very grateful if they vote for us. That'd be fantastic. But we are absolutely delighted and honored to be nominated in the first place. So it's great.
That is great. Big congratulations, and we'll spread the news about that and get the voting out there and help you. We'll definitely
Excellent.
Do that.
We appreciate that, Josie. Excellent.
Anytime, and thank you so, so much once again for coming on the show and chatting with us a little bit, and I hope to get you guys back on in the near future.
Oh, well, listen, Josie, yeah. you won't be able to keep us away because absolutely brilliant show. We love what you do. It's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant presenter. You've made me feel very at ease because as you can understand, when you're talking, you can get nervous and you can be, you know, you're not always used to doing these things, even though we've done a few of them. It's lovely when you get a great presenter like yourself, very professional, very to the point, and I found this interview a most pleasure.
Well, thank you, and me too, and I will actually talk to you soon. Keep in touch, and let's
spread
the news about your music and all that fun stuff.
Excellent. So I'd like to say to all your American fans out there, a very big hello, first of all, from Ireland, a very big hello from the Sierras, and a good night, God bless, from the Sierras and from Ireland. Thank you very much for having us on.
Anytime, and have a great, great night, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
God bless. Excellent.
God bless.
Talk to you. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Very, very, very nice guy. Very, very nice guy, and loved every seconds of that. That was with the Sierras, Anthony, and he is awesome. And you guys got to check him out. You guys got to check every single of their work out, and we'll definitely spread the news about that that contest thing that they're doing. Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to do that on the forums. A good idea, good idea. That background noise was my producer. yeah, so very, very, very exciting. And now, everyone, please welcome my next guest. He has been called the last real outlaw. Ooh. Please welcome the fantastic Jesse Bryant. Let's get him on. Hello, Jesse.
How are you
there?
Doing? Yeah, good. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I heard a lot of noise right there, for sure.
The audience.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. So how's
love
Banks
it,
in
it.
Illinois? Is that where you're at, in Illinois, right?
Yes, in Illinois, and I'm very, very excited to be talking to you. You guys got, you have a lot of fans, very dedicated fans that are that were very excited for this interview.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate everybody out there. We definitely got some of those hardcore fans, that's for sure.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And let's not get those fans waiting here much longer. So let's get started. Very excited. So how old were you when you started performing?
I'd say I was probably around 11 years old for it when I started doing it, out in public and things. You know, I was raised, in West Virginia, coal miner's son, and we kind of grew up on bluegrass and country music back then, So I've been around it all my life, actually.
Absolutely. It's been a passion of yours for a very, very long time. That's why you probably do it so well.
Thank you.
Anytime. And you learned your hard-working work ethic early on, working in the coal mines with your dad. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's actually what you had to do back in those days, and I guess the people back there kind of still do it. You had to work in the mines, and you had to pitch in and help your family out, and that's what it was all about back in those days, and so that's what we had to do.
Definitely, definitely. And who would you say, here's a fun little question, who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Well, I'd have to say Waylon Jennings was a big influence, and definitely Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, all the outlaw country singers, I guess, in some sort of way had some kind of inspiration to me. Yeah.
Definitely. And really quick, Outlaw Security in the chat room says, hello, Jesse. Fan in there.
No problem.
Awesome. And your songs are very real. Can you tell us about how or where you draw your inspiration for when you're writing?
Well, I kind of get all of my inspiration off of, actual life, things I've lived or things I've seen or things I've heard. I kind of pick my material up, firsthand. I think that's the best kind.
Definitely. Very relatable songs.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, you have opened up shows with artists such as Sammy Kershaw. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
No, that's an experience all by itself, good time, good people, Sammy's a good old boy, and that was a good time. I'm right now out on the road a lot with Kenny Lee out of Nashville, and working with KLP. We're doing a veterans tour across the United States, so you want to be on the lookout for that. Hope we can get up in Illinois real soon.
I love that. I would really love that. I'll be the one. I'll be the one in the front row screaming with a sign. That's usually me.
we'd be on the lookout for that.
Awesome. can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out?
Like I said before, I just kind of, I write from the heart, and I've got some new material coming out. Hopefully I can have it out by the spring, and, I just hope everybody keeps listening, man. I appreciate every bit of it, and I hope it touches somebody in some kind of way, the way it has myself,
Yeah, definitely. You have a very dedicated fan, so you definitely touch a lot of people. We love your music, and we're very lucky. We actually have some songs here that we're going to play of yours. Let's start out with your song, A Month of Sundays. We will be right back and then talk a little bit about it, all right?
All right, no problem.
Awesome. So, A Month of Sundays. Let's do it.
Well, I woke up this morning and I crawled up out of bed with a damn door alarm clock ringing in my head. Well, I gotta find something to help ease my mind. By the shape that I'm in, Lord, I had a hell of a time. It's gonna take a month of Sundays to get me over last night. When I close my eyes, I can see those neon lights. No, I can't remember what I've done or where I've been. When the sun goes down, I'm gonna do it all over again. And every honky-tonk in town. Yeah, slamming them back and throwing those colas down. No, I can't remember much of last night. By the shape that I'm in, Lord, I must have lost a fight. It's gonna take a month of Sundays to get me over last night. When I close my eyes, I can see those neon lights. No, I can't remember what I've done or where I've been. When the sun goes down, I'm gonna do it all over again. No, I can't remember what I've done or where I've been. When the sun goes down, I'm gonna do it all over again.
A Month of Sundays by Jesse Bryant. This is a very catchy dancing song.
Actually, a true song. I think everybody that's ever had a hangover can relate to that and have to get up on a Monday morning and go to work.
It is. It's a hit. It's a hit. And we have to admit, we were dancing back here. Love it. Where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Well, right now, I mean, you can go on Facebook or you can get my stuff at KLP Country Music Radio. That's out of Nashville and Hickory, North Carolina. You can go to Reverb Nation and get my stuff, you know. That's the only places I get up. I got a regular website, but it's down right now. I'm sorry about the inconvenience on that. Doing a little remodel work on it, you know.
Love it. Love the remodeling, and very, very exciting. And, so it's very easy. It's all online, so very simple, and we have the links on our page. So click away. Very easy. A fun question, if you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, God, I don't know. There's so many out there right now. I'd have to say right now, you know, probably Kenny Lee. Me and him's been doing a lot of work together here lately, and I think that'd probably be the next probably best thing that we could do, you know.
Definitely, good answer. When listeners come to see you perform live, what can they expect from one of your shows?
Well, we're a high energy band, you know. I got a bunch of great guys behind us. We put on a real good live show. I mean, we're straightforward. We kind of play a little bit for everybody's convenience out there. Sometimes we'll slow it down for you so you can get a little belly rubbing going on. And sometimes we just pick up the toe tap of music and let it fly, you know.
Hilarious. Well, definitely you guys are very high energy, and I know that the fans have a blast whenever they see you guys perform live.
We all do.
Definitely. And speaking of that, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Well, right now we're working on a few things up around Pennsylvania, and we're trying to get up into Ohio. I believe we've got a few shows maybe coming up that way. Maybe down in Florida we're working on some. So they're all up in the air, so just be ready. You know, the fall of the year is coming. Schedules are starting to fly out, so I might be coming to a town near you, you know.
Absolutely, and fans just can go to your websites, and it'll be there. So very
easy. Yes.
Yes, and we have another one of your songs here tonight to play, Poor Man Blues. Awesome.
Oh, very good song.
Let's check this one out.
Very good song. I'm proud of that one.
Oh, yeah.
For as long as I remember, there's been hard times. Watched Daddy work all his life in a West Virginia coal mine. If you think you've seen hard times, take a walk in those shoes. Then you'll understand what a poor man goes through. Lord, take a look at the world today. There's something that's gone wrong. The rich keep getting richer while the poor man struggles on. No matter what they say, there's nothing we can do but keep on living with these poor man blues. Jungle without any trees. We got rapists and killers and muggers and thieves. Got crooked politicians and killing in our streets. We got people going homeless and kids needing food to eat. Lord, take a look at the world today. There's something that's gone wrong. The rich keep getting richer while the poor man struggles on. No matter what they say, there's nothing we can do but keep on living with these poor man blues. No matter what they say, there's nothing we can do but keep on living with these poor man blues.
And that was Poor Man Blues by Jesse Bryant. And another great song that everyone will enjoy. So make sure you guys all check out this music after the show. And I have a fun question for you. I always love to ask my singing guests this. Do you have any funny onstage embarrassing moments that you can share? Uh-oh. Did we lose Jesse?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I actually fell off stage one time.
You did? Oh,
yes,
my goodness. You didn't.
Accident. The lights all blinded, you know, and I kind of stepped right on off, but that was a long time ago.
Well, I hope it all went uphill from there. No more falls, safe shoes.
No doubt.
Definitely. Well, you're human, so, you know, that stuff happens, and it just means you're a professional, so it's all good. That stuff happens.
That's right. That's right. We all got those moments, but, you know, hopefully it ain't happening no more, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Definitely, definitely not. Very much don't. No more falling.
Exactly.
Yes. Another fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun or for hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Well, actually, you know, I like being home, you know, spending time with family and things like that. And usually it's riding. I usually, all my spare time, I usually do a lot of riding. That's when I do the best of it, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And family and relaxation, always top of the list, always important.
Yeah, it is. It is. A little peace and tranquility at times. You know, never hurt no one.
Exactly. Love it. And one of my favorite questions here. Okay, this is funny. Would you prefer to go 7 seconds on a real bull or a mechanical bull? This is a serious question.
Well, I think I'd prefer the real bull over the mechanical one. Yeah.
Yes.
I just feel that way. If you're going to grab the bull by the horns, why not grab the real one instead of the mechanical one, you know?
Exactly. Get the real thing. Exactly. That question's hilarious. And also, I want to mention, there was a special hello to you sent from Sherry Ann Pettis. She's awesome.
Yes.
Let me give you a hat.
Yes, she is. She's a friend of mine down in Pensacola, Florida. She does a lot of promotion work for me, and I need to send her out a big thank you and a lot of much love to her and stuff. I hope we get to see her sometime soon, you know, when we're down in that area.
That would be awesome. That would be very, very awesome. It's probably such a great feeling, especially with social networking sites where you can talk to fans all over the world. It's probably just an unbelievable feeling when you actually get to meet someone that you've talked to on the internet and actually see them face to face. It's probably just amazing.
It really is. It really is. Country music fans are the most amazing fans out there, I think. And, you know, the fans that follow me around and stuff are just true country music fans. And I appreciate them all and stuff. And it's real good when you finally put a face with the voice or actually touch them and shake their hand and get a picture or something like that. That's the coolest thing about it, you know?
Exactly, and country fans are so dedicated, and they really adore you and your music, so all is good.
Yes, and I appreciate each and every one of them, too.
Absolutely, and we actually have a question in the chat room. Stephen Rummy asks, he's from Top 5 Gone Wild, a very popular show, asks, Jesse, what was it like when you first heard your music on the radio? Good question.
I don't believe words could ever explain it. It's wild. It's an experience that, I don't think words could ever. It's great.
Your jaw probably just dropped to the floor.
yes, it did. You know, I have a mom. Yeah, that's the one. It did.
Incredible. In the chat room, Alan asks, would you ever do a duet with Reba?
Oh, yes, but, you know, Reba can out-sing me any day of the week, you know. I don't think I can actually reach her high as far as vocal-wise goes. You know, I'm an old country boy, but, yes, it'd be an honor.
Well, we need to petition, and we got to make that happen. That would be really cool. That would be very cool.
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah.
I'd look forward to it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. In the chat room here, how do you keep your voice warm and in great shape as a singer? Do you have any tips?
Well, believe it or not, I really don't do nothing. I eat Lay's potato chips.
Oh, yum.
Yes, I definitely do. I that helps you out. I always heard, it helps me out when I'm doing studio work and everything, actually, as far as vocal-wise.
It does. And what is your favorite food? Random question.
Hamburgers.
Amen.
Hamburgers. I'm a hamburger fanatic.
Oh, yes. Me too. And what artists have you been compared to? Good question.
I get comparison to Waylon a lot. I get compared to Merle Haggard a lot, you know. It's crazy.
Very cool. Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room asks, who are your musical influences?
Well, Waylon for sure, and Johnny Cash for sure, Merle Haggard. I guess all the country outlaws. Chris Christopherson, a great songwriter in his own right, you know. So I guess that'd be my biggest influences.
Good ones. And also in the chat room, any rituals before you go on stage?
Well, we always send our prayers up to the Lord up above, you know. He's the one that made it all possible for us to do what we're doing and, you know, what we love to do and things. So we always try to pay our respects there and give back to the man up there, you know, when we take stage. He helps us out everywhere we're at. And that's about what we do. We say a little prayer and we go out and put on our show.
Sing and rock out on rock out.
Yes, we do.
Always important.
Yes, it's time to have a good time.
It is. And with your shows, you definitely have that.
We do. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And can you tell us what it's like being out on tour?
Well, it's great, really, man. We get to see a lot of places, you know, across the United States. Always meeting different people. It's really cool, man. And the power, you know, the people that listen to the radio and stuff come out to the shows. And it's cool, man. It's cool, you know. That's the most important part of it to us is meeting the bands and getting out and being with the people. And, you know, even before the shows, you know, stop by if we can and have a cold beer or have a hamburger or hot dog. And then go do what we do, you know.
And do what you love to do.
do what we love to do.
Exactly. And what is the best experience you have had in your career so far?
There's been so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pertaining to just my musical career, I'd say, well, I played with Waylon's band. That was a big moment. We've done some shows together. I've played with Loretta Lynn's band, and that was a pretty big thing. And Ken Mellon's. I mean, there's been so many of them. Marty Stewart, you know, there's always something exciting happening.
Exactly, and it keeps it fresh, keeps it all exciting, and I hope you have many, many, many more amazing experiences in your career. And we, the Josie Show, we wish you all the best in future endeavors. We really adore you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate everything you guys are doing for me. And by the way, I thank all the fans for listening. Just keep tuning in. New stuff coming soon. I promise. Come on out and catch a show. You know, we don't charge an arm and a leg like a lot of people do. You know, we know how it is out there, you know. And catch one of our veteran shows. We're doing a lot of those out this rest of the year and probably up into the spring. We're trying to help the homeless vets. You know, there's so many of them out there that's homeless today and stuff. And all they've done for us, I mean, it's so little for us to give back, you know.
I love that. And everyone, go to a show. You won't regret it. And if you can, check out the music. We have links and videos and everything on the Josie Show, and we're just promoting the heck out of you because we think you're so great. And we ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I had a blast talking with you.
Thank you so much, Josie, for having me. And anytime, just give me a ring. I'll be glad to stop by. Hope to get to see you in person one day.
That would be amazing. I would love that. We gotta do that. I gotta make
Definitely.
Sure we get that done.
Definitely.
We gotta get
Definitely.
That done.
We will someday soon.
Awesome. Thank you once again, and keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep supporting your music.
Thank you very much for having me. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too. Have a great night. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Woohoo! another wonderful interview, Jesse Bryant, who is fantastic. So we spoke to the Sierras and Jesse Bryant, wonderful. I want to mention, check the forums and sign up, and it's so much fun. Just do it. We always have fun things going on. And also, I really want to mention the 24-hour contact line where you can call us and leave a message or record something great that we could play on the air. Shout-outs are always welcome. We love to do that. And also pre-taped questions. If you're not able to make a show and talk to your favorite guest, that is completely fine. Just send us a message, a pre-taped question, and we'll play it, and they'll answer it, and you will love it. also, there's a feature called Ask Josie, which is on our website, where you can ask any questions you have, and I will respond ASAP. So much fun. We also added many new items to our store, our online Josie Show store. So check that out, and if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the store page, you will find some fun jewelry with my face on it. it's amazing, if I do say so myself. Nothing like some Josie face on your jewelry. And also, remember, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. Make sure you check that out. And we are having some strange noise going on. Oh, well. Woo! Fun stuff. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages under our show name, The Josie Show. Make sure you do that. All you have to do is go on Facebook. All you have to do is type in that little search bar, The Josie Show, and we pop up right under entertainment. Can't miss us. Also on Twitter at twitter.com/Josie Show, where we almost have, I think we already passed it, 5,000 followers, I believe, which is incredible. So keep it growing, keep it going up, not down, up. So check that out. And it looks like our guest here has arrived. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to my next guest, who just stepped off the stage at the Nashville Nightlife Theater to join us. Ooh. Please welcome the outstanding talent, Brenda Best. Woohoo!
Hi, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Yes, you're right. I just got off the stage. In fact, the audience knows all about your show, too, now, because I told them that I was going to be your special guest tonight, so I'm really excited about this. Thanks for having me on. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much, and I know you rocked it. I know you did.
I always did. Yeah, and I dressed up for you tonight, by the way. Did you? Yeah, you saw all the pictures and the posters and everything, so I thought for the first time that I get to meet you, I'd wear something special. So, I wanted to congratulate you on your 100th episode this year. Isn't that great?
Oh, I know, it's crazy. Thank you so much. And we need you to make an appearance. We need you to call in on any day, matter of fact. If you want to call in, that would be incredible.
I will on that very day. I'm going to do it, and I want to say congratulations, Josie. Hey, so since we're on the air right now, I want to say hi to everybody out there, all my Facebook friends as well, and my Twitter friends. They're all listening in tonight because I spread the news that I was going to be here. So, yeah.
Well, if I could say, so you have such dedicated fans on Twitter and Facebook, and there's some fans here in the chat room that are just excited to check everything out. And so let's not keep them waiting. I'm so excited to talk to you. I am a huge fan of your work. I think you're awesome. So I'm so excited to talk to you. Very excited. And that was my wonderful web designer, Alan, who did the wonderful sound effect. Thank you, Alan. Always surprises. You got fans here. love it. Love it. So how did you get started in the music business?
Well, I started out in 1996. I really decided to take the leap into it full time back then, making it a career move, you know, instead of a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And good thing you did, because you are rocking and your fans just adore you, as always.
Thanks. Well, I'm grateful for the fans. Truly, I couldn't do this without people. You know, it's like you do something that you love to do, and you really just hope that everybody out there is going to like it. And when they do, it's great, because music speaks to people. Things that you write, when you write something about something, a story that you're telling, and you know that you're going to touch people with it, that's what's important, I find. That's, to me, I'm just grateful for that. But I know how to do it too.
Exactly, and it's probably such a great feeling when you have, you know, fans coming up to you and are like, this song that you sang just touches me. It's probably such a great feeling.
I know. I just sang a song that I wrote on this show. We get sometimes an older audience that appreciate a lot of more traditional country people, because I like singing traditional and I like singing the newer country as well. But there's a song that I wrote from an old CD that I did back in 2003 that I recorded, a song that I call the anniversary song, and it's for a 50th wedding anniversary. And when I wrote that, I had no idea that it would touch people so much. And so many times at this show, the people that have been married that long come up to me after the show, and I'll get everybody with people with tears in their eyes, and some of them can relate to it, and some of them have lost their husbands, and that would be their 50th anniversary on the date that I sang it. So things like that really touch me too. So that song is called Golden Years, and I wrote that way back. And it's like sometimes, finally, I'm performing it live for these people at the nightlife, and they love that song. So I'm grateful for that.
That is incredible. That is just amazing. Amazing response, too. Love it.
Yeah,
and also there is a fan in the chat room that I really want you to know. Tony Cecile, I hope I'm saying that right, in the chat room says, I love Brenda. She's so awesome.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. I met her. She visited our show. She's a young lady from, I think, Florida. She's a really good fan. You tell her hi from me.
Right now, she is probably so excited. That's
She's
awesome.
Also a Twitter fan.
Ooh. Love it. She's like, hi, Brenda. She heard you.
Hey, girl. How's the ferrets?
Ferrets. Ooh, ferrets. Sweet.
Yeah, she told me about that. She told me she had some ferrets for pets.
That is brilliant. I want a ferret.
I remember my fans. I'll tell you, when I meet people, that's one thing. Sometimes I'm bad with names, but I will remember certain things, and I'll remember their faces, and they're very special to me.
That is amazing, very amazing. And she responds, "Good, they are sleeping." Aw.
See, yeah.
How cute. And, ooh, it looks like we have a caller. Ooh, very cool. Tammy from Michigan. Let's get Tammy on the line.
Thank you. She sent me a flower?
Hello, Tammy, there?
Yeah, hi there. I just wanted to say hey to Brenda, let her know she's missed up here in Michigan.
Girl, how you doing?
Good.
Tammy, are you Tammy from Niles? Are you that Tammy?
Yeah. Yeah,
from Niles, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks for calling in, and it's good to hear your voice again.
I had to get rid of all my kitties today.
You had a barn full of cats that you were trying to find homes. Did you succeed?
No. 4 cats and 6 kittens. They all had to go to the shelter today.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope they get adopted. Let's hope for that. Do you have any questions about my music?
No,
you got my
I'm
CD. Can I ask you this, Tammy? You've got my CD, my brand new Facebook friend CD. Do you have a favorite song on that CD?
Oh, Lord, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
I'm hoping the answer is that you like more than one.
Let's see. Let me look. I got to look real quick. Let's see.
I didn't have a title yet.
A New Me.
Ah, thanks a lot. It is a positive song, and it's a new me. Just I wrote it because I thought, what a positive song that is, and it makes people feel renewed. Sometimes we have goals to reach, whether it is a new year or a lot of people start. I'm going to sing that one, by the way, on New Year's Eve. It's going to be the song that's going to kick in the new year. But a lot of people like it right now because school is starting. It's a new year for them, so they really enjoy that. Thanks for liking that. Thanks, Tammy.
No problem.
Love it. Thank you so much, Tammy, for calling in. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And come up here to Michigan again, Brenda.
We'll do. I better make a trip back up to Michigan and sing for you guys. Hey, Josie, you there?
Oh, yeah, we're here. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Techie difficulty.
Great. It's all right.
Love it. There is a fan in the chat room, Reba Fan for Forever. She says, I am a huge fan.
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, she says, I am a huge fan, and Brenda, would you duet with Reba? Ooh.
Oh, any day. I'll tell you. I love Reba McEntire. In fact, she's one of my influences. When I think back of all the years that Reba's had music out, she's had so many hits. Everything from her music to her stage presence, that lady has inspired a lot of us girl singers that came after her. But she's fantastic. Tell her that, is she in the chat room, you said?
Yeah, she is in the chat room.
Okay. Tell her that I would definitely do a duet with Reba. And I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully someday I'll get that invitation.
We need to do a petition to get that to happen. We got to do that.
Oh, would you?
All the fans have to work
together. Let's get that started. Right tonight. Let's do it. Everybody tweet about it to Reba.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
I would just enjoy that. I gotta tell you, I'm sorry, Josie. I'm so excited. You got me saying I'm trying to talk over you.
That's what happens with this with the phone line. It's much easier face to face.
Yeah, I know it's harder on the phone, isn't it? Yeah, we do have to do one face to face. You're not that far away, so I should get up there sometime.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
You know, I've got to tell you about some other influences that I've loved. My taste in music has been such a wide variety. Everything from 80s rock bands to 90s country music stars. And today, I've been influenced by not only Reba, but Pat Benatar and Stevie Nicks and even guys, you know, and Billy Idol. That kind of music moves me. You know, when I'm driving in the car and I'm coming to a gig, actually to do a country music gig, I've got the radio blasting. And, you know, if there's something good on one, I'll listen to that. So I love 80s music, 90s country, and today's country music just moves me.
It's good to love everything. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes. So if you're ever asked to sing a cover song, like I used to at these places like Tootsie's and the Nashville Palace when I used to entertain there when I first moved to Nashville back in 1999. Gosh, I used to work for the tip jar, you know. And I'd get there on a Saturday morning with my guitar, and people would just ask me to sing. They'd request the song. So, you know, the more songs that I'd know, the better the tip was. So for $20 in that tip jar, if I knew a song, boys, by Stevie Nicks or Garth Brooks or Terry Clark or Shania Twain. I had to learn that week before I get there. And after a while, it's like, it was almost like the audience would play Stump the Band, Stump Ran the Best. And I'd know a lot of the songs. So I was like this human jukebox on that little stage downtown Nashville. And that's the way I made a living for a long time. It was a lot of fun. It taught me a lot about dedication and hard working, too. It shaped my career, I think, sometimes. Yeah.
Wow. That is incredible. And I'm very excited because we have another caller.
Woo! Oh, good. Hello, caller. Who's that?
Yeah. Well, there are callers on the one on the same line. Peggy and Marilyn. Let's get them on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Peggy. Wait a second. Peggy. I'm almost like I've heard that voice before. Peggy from where?
Texas.
Peggy from Texas.
And
Helen. And who else?
And my mother, Helen. She's not here with us, but she's watching you from afar.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. These friends. Oh, my gosh. Peggy Carmichael, everybody. She's like one of my biggest fans in the entire world. And I met, oh, can I just say a little story about how I met Peggy? Peggy, you're there listening, right? I want everybody to know how special you are, because Peggy's mom, Helen, is now in heaven, and she is an angel, because somehow she has, I think that sometimes I just feel Helen's presence right here at where I sing at the Nashville Nightlife, because this was where we met. And the year that we met, they were waiting for a taxi outside of the Nashville Nightlife to go to their hotel. And I, this sweet little older lady, Peggy's mother, Helen, was about 80 years old. And I thought, why is the taxi taking so long? I'm going to ask her if she trusts to get into my car. I'm going to drive to the hotel. So I did, and that's the story of how I met Helen, and then I met Peggy and her sister Diana and their friend Marilyn, who also lives up in Colorado. So I'll tell you what, I meet so many fans through their mothers. So this is dedicated to her mom, too, this call.
Rosie, she meets lots of fans because of her big heart also.
Aw, thanks, Peggy, you too.
You got a great big heart there. How's things going on? You gonna come visit Nashville sometime from Texas?
Oh, we're missing you bad. Bad.
Thank you. Well, I miss you too.
Sweetie, you go ahead with your show. You're doing a wonderful job. Just know we love you, okay?
Thanks, Peggy, and thanks for buying my music. I know you bought the CD. Thanks for that.
Congratulations on the new CD, sweetie. We love it.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Say hi to your sis. Okay, well, this, sweetie, she's at a football game. <laughs> All right. Okay, and to leave. All right. Please, good. I love you. Bye, Josie. Thank you, Josie. Happy anniversary to you guys. You too. <laughs> Love you. Finally, thank you so much for calling in. <laughs> Right. Awesome. Josie, this is great. You're helping me get acquainted with my friends that I haven't seen in forever. All these fans, you know, they're friends.
Getting friends together, reunited.
Oh,
love
awesome.
It.
Did we have another caller?
Oh, I don't know. Do we? Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. But
oh,
we
okay,
have,
okay.
We
I
have
there
some.
Were two there. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were both on the same line.
Woo. Oh, gotcha. Okay, wow. Is this a success tonight? Some callers. I'm surprised. You and I must have really spread the word out really good. And have a lot of callers like this.
Love it. Well, you have a lot of dedicated fans that are very, very excited to speak with you. So, everyone, call in if you'd love to and talk with Brenda. Let's do it.
Yes, thank you.
Love it. I also want to mention, I got a few questions here for you. You were an extra in Country Strong and in Brad Paisley's video for Mud on the Tires. Can you tell us about those experiences?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know something, I hooked up with an agent in Nashville who books me for auditions. So I went to these auditions and got in with Country Strong. There were a lot of extras, so I got to play a couple of parts. Well, I shouldn't say parts, but I got to be an extra. But the strongest, it's funny how movies work, because one day we were filming at a place called Fontenelle where they did the scenes for the rehab center. And I was telling everybody, oh, my gosh, I've got really some good camera time right here. And it was the lobby of Fontenelle was used for the lobby of this rehab center that Gwyneth Paltrow and Garrett Hedlund were part of. And they cut a lot of that out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm embarrassed. But at least I got some time on camera, too, in other places and in the audience when Gwyneth is on stage at the concert. So I like stuff like that. I like getting involved as an extra, or if I got something bigger someday, that would be excellent, too. Brad Paisley, oh, my gosh, some of my friends actually came out to that field where we were all involved in dancing in the mud. And it was a cold September day, and we got to meet Brad and little Jimmy Dickens, and a lot of people were in that video as well. But wow. what a cool thing to do. It was messy, and we got dirty, I'll tell you. Another video that I got to mention that I was in, too, was Blake Shelton. He's big right now with a lot of stuff going on in his life. And Blake, being married to Miranda, I had gotten to meet Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton when they were filming the 2008 song Home. They filmed it at the Nashville airport. And I was an extra in that video. And I was the mother of two little girls, and that was such a great time. What a good day we had.
How fun. Well, I am jealous, because I love Blake and Miranda. I think that's so cool.
And that day filming, too, if you're a Reba fan as well, Reba's husband, Nerval, was there that day. His son was in charge of shooting of that video. They were part of the film crew and directing it. So that was an exciting day.
Very exciting day. Very, very cool. And I really want to mention, because I really want to promote the heck out of this, because I think it's amazing. Can you tell us about your new album titled Facebook Friend and some of the other music you have out right now?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I wrote all the songs on this one, and there's 11 songs. And let's see, it's positive. I got to describe it as a really positive and uplifting album. There's a good mix. As a songwriter, I like pitching my songs to other artists that might make them number one someday. So I wanted to be versatile with it. I thought I wanted to be country, but I also want to be a little bit adult contemporary, and also some Christian influences there as well. And there's even a rock song. I would describe my last song on that CD, Benefit of the Doubt. That's really rocking, you know? So I thought to make it a good mix.
I love it, love it. Well, we're very excited because we're going to actually get to play some of your songs for everyone to rock out to.
Let's play one.
Let's do it. But before, we actually have a caller. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's get to this caller here. Mary in Nashville. Mary in Nashville.
Hey, Mary, how are you doing?
Hi, Brenda, how are you?
Hey, Mary, I'm like thinking, I wonder if it's Mary that I met at a barbecue by the sound of your voice.
Yes, it is. I met you and Ray at that barbecue over 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. Now I remember. How are you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm
great.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, thanks for buying my CD. I know you've got a copy of it. Do you like it?
I love it. We have both copies, and we listen to them all the time. Mike and I even, well, I want this one today, and I want that one today. We just kind of share them both. So.
Thanks. So
beautiful,
whatever fits
beautiful
the mood, that's what you crank out in your stereo. Thanks for that.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. This is the first time I've actually got on this talk show thing and listened to it.
Yeah, isn't that neat? I'm excited about it, too. In fact, it's my first time taking callers. I've been on a radio show a little bit ago, and this is an exciting night for me to have people calling in. I wasn't certain that we'd get a lot of callers, but thanks. That just shows how many great fans and friends that I have. So thanks for calling, and thanks for asking about the music and being a fan. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. You have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Mary. Say hi to Michael.
All righty. I will do that. He's out on an airport run today. Well, actually, a limo run. So he's missing the show, but he said to tell you hi.
All right. I guess you're one of my Facebook friends, right, too?
Yes, I am. And I absolutely love your garden pictures.
Thank you. I think the Facebook friend segues into, I think, one of the songs that Josie's going to play from my album, Facebook Friends. So,
okay. All right. That's great.
Thank you so much, Mary, for calling in. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Brenda.
So much fun. And, yes, we actually are going to play that now. Amen, Facebook friend. Love it. All right. Let's do this. Okay, everyone, get ready. Get your dancing shoes on. Let's listen to some Brenda Best.
Been a real bad girl in church this morning. Took a picture of my Jesus up there hanging on the cross. Well, the service was over. He needs way more exposure. I uploaded and posted it and sent it to you all. Yeah, the writing's on my wall. This picture says it all. Share it like it comes. Grow, tag it to those you know. Let this link I sent you never end. Well, amen to you, my Facebook friend. I've got about 3,020 friends. The party online sometimes never ends. I follow folks on Twitter. I follow someone big. Was keeping watch on everything I tweet. Hey, the writing's on the wall. This picture says it all. Share it like it coming to no end. Watch this message grow. Tag it to those you know. Let this link I sent you never end. Amen to you, my faithful friend. Brag about somebody else more famous than I'll ever be. Yahoo and Google would agree. Hey, the writing's on my wall. This picture says it all. Let this link I sent you never end. Comment on this feed so everyone can read. Let this link I sent you never end. My faithful friend. Yeah, amen to you, my faithful friend.
Okay, can I just say how much I love this song? It's brilliant.
Thanks.
It's my favorite.
It's true, too. It's a true story. It's like, why in the hell did I write that, I'm thinking. But the reason is this. It's like Facebook friends. And a lot of times we share a lot of pictures and pets and ourselves, in fact. And one day I thought, geez, I take too many pictures of myself and post them out there in my life. And that, I think Jesus should get a little more exposure. So it all started out around Easter, and I was at church one Sunday morning, and right when the service was over, I had my cell phone, and I turned it back on, and I clicked the picture of the statue of Jesus up there on the cross, and then the entire story is the song. And I posted it and put it on my wall, and I shared it with my friends on Facebook. And that's partly why the album, I thought, was current. It's a current topic, Facebook friends. I mean, it's what's going on right now. So I put that up there and shared it with everybody. And you know what? You can never go wrong if you're talking about Jesus and God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's a hit. Everyone loves this song.
Thanks. Hey, and people can become Facebook friends of mine through my website. If people go to brendabest.net, there's a link there to my Facebook, and they can become friends. So I think that would be cool. I need, actually, the song says I've got about 3,020 friends. I am waiting for that number to go up.
Oh, yes. So make it go up, everyone. Please add Brenda Best on Facebook. And also, there is a fan, Barney, says, just let Brenda know Barney Bus is listening from Florida and will catch her performance in Nashville next week.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to Barney. He's a great fan. What a great guy. And I like his Facebook picture because it's the purple Barney. It's the dinosaur.
Oh, I love that.
That is our Barney. So people need to... friend Barney, when you see that purple dinosaur from my friends, just get on. Hi, Barney.
Awesome. And there is another caller, Elena from Oklahoma. Let's get her.
Hey, Elena.
Hello, Elena.
Oh my. Oh yeah. I tell you, it's the same Elena. She's a professional photographer. And she takes great pictures, and she's also one of my Facebook friends. I enjoy all her pictures. So, hello to Elena.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, there you are. You're right on. I thought you were on the chat room, but here you're right on the phone. How are you doing these days?
Good. I was in the chat room, but it sucks on the phone, so.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. That's great to hear you. And you're also on my Twitter, one of my Twitter fans, too. You follow me. I follow
of
you.
Of course.
You know what's going on. Yeah.
Do what?
Do you have to work tonight? Are you taking pictures of everybody tonight? What's going on?
No, I'm off now. We close at 6. Studio closes at 6.
Oh, good. Because I know you were going to cheat while you worked and listen into the show anyway. I thought I'd ask if you're still on the job listening to me.
No, I was lucky and got off early.
That's
my
great.
Niece here wants to say hi to you, Brenda.
Oh,
here.
Put her on. Who's there?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, this is one of your girls. Hi there, Shirley. What's going on?
This one's Tiara.
Oh, she's coughing. Take care of that cough, sweetheart.
Did you have a... She's
hey,
like backing off.
Do you guys like the new CD? Because I know you got a copy, too.
Do you like the CD?
Yeah.
I mean, of course I do, Brenda. You know that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys getting it, too. Thanks. I think you either downloaded it or you bought the CD from the website. I'm not sure, but thanks for doing that. That's great. I'm so lucky to have all my fans.
Love it, love it. Thank you so much, Elena, for calling in.
Uh-huh. Talk to you later, Brenda.
All right, we'll tweet you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome, awesome. And for the new fans out there listening to the show, where can listeners go to purchase your music?
All right. Well, there's a link to all the places where you can get my music is available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon MP3, and at BrendaBest.net.
Very easy, online. Works.
Yeah,
perfect,
I like
perfect.
It.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And what's your Twitter page for everyone that wants to follow you?
Great. That's great. Twitter.com/BrendaBest.
Easy enough. Love it.
Also, hey, I've got a ReverbNation.com/BrendaBest, too, that some people can get there, and there's press releases there. There's some kind of different stuff, but there's also the music is available there and some links to where they can get it as well. So I think it's a cool little site as well as my official website at BrendaBest.net.
Sweet. So everyone, make sure you guys check it out after the show and promote it. Spread the news. Tell all of your friends. also, can you tell us what it's like for you when you're performing in front of a crowd?
Yeah, sure. I find it pretty incredible. And I realized, you know, how influential I can be as a performer for the audience. What I say, what I wear, what I sing about can really make an impact on people's lives. So I aim to make a lasting and a joyful and a memorable show. That's how I find that I am as a performer. And as long as I make people happy with what I do, I feel I've done my job.
Absolutely. And I've seen video footage of you on YouTube, and you really do bring on a great show. You definitely
Thanks,
do.
Thanks, Josie. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking that out. And,
anytime.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime. And there are more callers. There are let's get through these. Wow. Oh, okay. So Tony from Florida. Ooh. Hello, Tony.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tony. What's going on?
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm fine. Nashville misses you. I got the chance to meet you one time, and I think that you mentioned that you would be planning a trip again next year to come with your mom. You guys are coming to Nashville.
We're hoping to come during spring break, which is in March and April. We're planning to come.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Mom's here.
Tony, thanks, too. I know that you've been a fan of me and Reba, and you know what? I'm in good company when people say that when they listen to Reba and they like me, too. I'm in good company there. Ms. Reba McIntyre, and I'm so glad that you've got my music and that you've been helping promote it too, and I appreciate that. You tell everybody about it. You're on Twitter, and I see you there, and you're talking about my stuff, and you know that goes a long way with me, so I appreciate that.
You know, I blow up my Twitter and Facebook pages, all your tweets and all your music.
Thank you, girl. Thanks so much. Big hug to you down in Florida.
Hey, Mom wants to say hi.
Oh, Brenda. Yeah, Twitter on.
Brenda.
Hi. It's Kathy,
hey.
Right?
I'll never forget meeting you. You were awesome.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm looking forward to you coming back next year. You're going to come visit Nashville, and you'll probably pop in to see me sing at the nightlife, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That's the only reason we're coming back to Nashville is to come see you perform and maybe go out honky-tonking afterwards.
Yeah,
I'm flattered. Thanks. Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun with that, and I'm glad that you're coming to see us.
Well, Brenda, let me tell you something. It's your fault, my daughter's fault, and Reba's fault that I'm listening to country a lot now, like all the time.
We've turned you country.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, that's good news. I'm glad that you're enjoying the music. Thank you.
my husband loved you too. I mean, like, he was watching you and you were, like, playing with him and he had a great time with you too.
In the audience, you mean, right?
Really? Yeah, in the audience.
Yeah, also, he was the victim that night, the guy we picked on and sang to him. We always like to sing. We always like to come down into the audience from the stage and sing to somebody. So that night, you pointed and said, you were right behind him. I think I remember that. And you say, pick him. So we got him to stand up, and I probably sang a song to him right there, and he was probably blushing.
Yeah, I think he was. And I think the woman who plays Minnie Pearl got onto him, too.
Yeah, that's Diana. Yeah, she's also the owner of the theater. She's a great lady to work with. You know, they can be, people can check out all the dates that we perform at the Nashville Nightlife before they come to Nashville. If it's either on my website at BrendaBest.net, I'll say it again, but also at the NashvilleNightlife.com, and they have a page with the schedule. They just have to click on schedules and all the dates from now until December are going to show up. And then they update them also at the beginning of the year. And then for the following year, if I'm going to be on the show, they'll be listed there as well.
Oh, did we lose Tony?
Are we still on? I think we lost our caller.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there, right? Okay, great.
We love you.
And we love you guys, too. Come back to Nashville and see us, all right?
I know, we are. We're definitely planning on it.
Thanks. And thanks again for playing my music.
You're welcome. All the time.
Thank you so much, Tony, for calling in.
Thank you.
Tony, you're awesome.
Love it. That's awesome. And I think it's so cool how great you are with your fans. I mean, you know, like, what they do, and you know them personally. Not a lot of people do that. I think that's so cool.
I'm just glad I've got the memory of an elephant sometimes. That helps me remember.
It comes in handy.
It helps me not forget the words to songs, too. It comes in handy.
Always important. Always, always important. And speaking of song, we are going to play your next song, Summer. Let's rock out.
Thank you. I love Summer because it's such a happy song. And being that summer's almost over, we better play that one so that we still enjoy the weather.
We have to keep summer alive. Keep the summer alive.
Thank you.
Here it is, everyone. Summer by Brenda Best.
Everybody's back in town, June weddings without rain. I love a graduation day, a family getaway, and watching the children play. Now
of a summer day. It's time for all of us, it's time for everyone, it's time for you and I to play. It's time for all of us, it's time for everyone, it's time for you and I to play. Hey, 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 hey,
the next caller here. Barney is here.
Who?
Barney. He's here. Love it.
Dinosaur.
Here, what's going on? In
the dinosaur is calling in. Hi, Barney.
Hey, Brenda B. How are you?
I love you. You love me.
You got that right.
Oh, wow. Listen, it's great to hear your voice. Now, a while ago, you were in the chat room, and you said you're coming to Nashville next week?
Yeah, I've got a group coming your way, and you know what they'll be listening to on the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for people that are wondering about the group, Barney is the guy responsible for driving groups of people to see my show. So I want to thank him for doing that. He brings me all kinds of new fans every time he's up to Nashville. So thanks, Barney, for that. And it'll be good to see you and everybody. Is your group from a foreign country or from the United States or Canada?
I would imagine they're from a foreign company. I haven't got the details yet. I've got another group down here in Florida on the Love Boat right now. But when I get back in, I'm headed your way. And I wanted to let you know I was coming, but also to let Josie know that I appreciate the fact that she's having you as a guest on her show, and I'm a registered member, so she's got a new fan on her show as well as you have an old fan of yours.
Thank you. Awesome. We are still having Brenda back. No question.
I hear that.
I'm going to make sure that I mention to Barney that you just recorded your first single, too. So Barney would probably enjoy your music as well.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Josie, on that.
Thank you. We're very excited. I'm working on my first album, which will be released in 2012.
I'm excited for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It sure sounds like a good time up there. So y'all take care. I'll leave the air for other folks to call, your fans and both of you, and y'all take care and God bless.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That is awesome. Very, very cool. And definitely, you can come back anytime, like I mentioned, because we have a blast with you.
Thanks a lot.
Anytime. And I really want to get these questions out of the way because they're super, super, super duper important. Let's do it. So are you currently working on any other projects in the work?
Yeah. In fact, I've been writing some new songs for a future CD, and also I've been wanting to put a music video to one of my songs from the Facebook Friends CD. I'm tossing around ideas in my head and trying to come up with something clever, and I'm getting some help from some professionals that have been doing this for a while. So you never know what's going to happen, which song we're going to pick. So if you guys all have suggestions or favorite songs that you think would be a great video, either Twitter me that or send it to me on my Facebook as a message, all the fans out there. Because, you know, it's all about, you know, I want to create this to be something successful. So a lot of times
the success is from what fans are asking for.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait to see what you got in the works. I am
just
amazed.
Some new songs, too. Go ahead, Josie. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You might have another question right after that, right?
It was just that, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Yes, definitely. I've got some shows this month. It is like packed. I should say the calendar is full. September right through December, I've been hired to sing here as one of the featured entertainers at the Nashville Nightlife Theater. And it's called the Best of Country Music Show. So that's kind of a neat coincidence that it's got
like
my
it
last
already.
Name.
Love it already.
Country music. Yeah. So it's a dinner show, and people can eat and see this show that lasts 90 minutes. And it's a variety of country music. And we sing some of our original songs, me and other performers on this show. And we are greeting the public right after the show. We get to do a meet and greet. So it's exciting. This is a fun show at the Nashville Nightlife. So I'm here from now until December.
Wow. That is amazing. And we have to go and check you out live. We have to. We are definitely going to. Me and my producer.
I love it. And Josie, when you come here, we would love to have you as a guest on the stage singing one of your songs, possibly, or something that the band would recognize and know, a traditional country music song. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be an amazing experience. I would love to. Thank you so much for being so amazing. You are probably so, you are just so down to earth and so sweet, and I love you.
Thanks, and same. You've been so personable and so welcoming to me and my music, and it's been a pleasure to be part of your show tonight. I'm just honored. Thanks.
It was an honor to have you on, and I will actually talk to you soon because you got to call in to the anniversary show.
Oh, gosh, yes. Remind me, too. Don't let me even forget. I've got it marked on my calendar. On my cell phone, it's going to beep that day telling me something's really important. Then I'm going to take a look and say, oh, yeah, I got to call in the Josie show.
Thank you so much, and I will keep in touch because I have Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff.
Thank you, and say hi to your mom, Tina, for me. I know she's producing your show with you, and it's a successful show. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Be part of it is what I'm saying.
Thank you so much, and my producer / mama says a big hi and hug to you.
Hey, hug to you guys, too.
Thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you again for coming on.
And thanks to all the fans out there, everybody that called in and all the listeners. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, yes, and before we go, Alan, my web designer, says a big hi as well.
Yay! Hi, and I hope he becomes a Facebook friend fan, too.
Yes, he will. thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Josie. Thank you.
Bye! Love it. Had a wonderful show. It was off the hook, amazing. Just, I feel the talent all around me right now. The Sierras were just fantastic. Anthony and Jesse Bryant and Brenda Best. Thank you guys all so much. You guys are welcome back anytime. Thank you guys so much. And I have a huge lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com for you guys. Pamela K. Ward, and we've rescheduled Janani as promised for September 9th, then the Broad River Band, and we'll be bringing back the James McCollum Project. This is a big list. Louis Marklin, Corey Lamb, Donald Flaherty, Stan Silver, Ivory Tower Project, and Scott Nichol from Ireland. We have also started booking for October. Remember, we're the booking fools. We book basically, we book nonstop. And then so far we have Adam Wayne Wallenberg and D-Rock. And on October 7th, we celebrate our 100th episode and our second-year anniversary all in one night. Seriously, that was not planned. It all fell on the same day and same show. Hilarious. But stay tuned for details about that amazing night. You never know who is going to call in. We got a lot of surprises that night. I'm very excited. But, yeah, a huge lineup of guests. So tune in each Friday night right here at www.josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Check that out. Also, tune in to Josie's Hard Country on Friday, September 9th. For Kim Anthony at the Southern Star Network at www.thesouthernstar.org. Josie's Hard Country, tab at the top of the website, and very, very easy. So thank you guys so much once again for coming on. To all the new fans in the chat room, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys come next week, next Friday. Have a great night. Talk to you guys soon. Woo! Bye-bye.